deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see.
So Larry Johnson, former high-level CIA excellent source, says a Pentagon investigation has been opened into Lindsey Graham and the Ukrainians and payoffs. I remember about 4 months ago, maybe you can find this, Trump's on the tarmac and they say there's investigations happening that Lindsey Graham took money from Ukraine. And Trump looks right at the camera and he goes, yes. And if it's true, he should go to jail. Remember that, Barnes?
Yeah, I remember something to that effect. And it was all out there. And now it's finally coming together. So yeah, he was on Real America's Voice where he did with Grant Stinchfield, and basically detailed that his former business partner had filed a fraud claim with the Pentagon several months ago that detailed how $44 billion of U.S. taxpayer dollars got stolen and was laundered back through Estonian and EU banks. Remember, Estonia is where Kaja Kallas, the foreign policy head of the European Union, is from. Her father, remember, was a huge commie banker. You know, so you got that whole combination going on. But it touched a bunch of European official accounts. Then it came back to the U.S., touched a bunch of U.S. politicians, got extra kickback. According to Larry Johnson's information, the Pentagon is now investigating whether Senator Lindsey Graham stole money from the American taxpayers with illicit kickbacks from Zelensky and his pals in Ukraine that was U.S. taxpayer dollars meant for the Ukrainian people. And so I think that has a huge potential. It'd be very beneficial to Trump to elevate those investigations. Now, I'm a big fan of Paul Danz, who's challenging Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. Paul Danz was right with me on the ground in Atlanta in 2020. No fear at all, Paul Danz, in going after the corrupt political establishment. So, I encourage people to support Paul Danz, D-A-N-S, for the Senate, South Carolina, and then go and look up. Because we got to take out Lady Lindsay, queen of the war whores, always inviting us into her brothel of blood that is endless war. But now it seems like it was taking kickbacks. And we see the efforts. There are so many efforts to sabotage Trump's simple efforts, as Tulsi Gabbard detailed last week at TPUSA, said, there's massive efforts, including within our own intelligence apparatus, that's illicitly leaking fake intel all the time, giving fake intel to President Trump, giving fake intel to Vice President Vance. About the rate of casualties, for example. They would go to great lengths to keep this grift going because they want nuclear war. They want war with Russia. The European leaders are all saying it openly. Let's get ready for war with Russia, which is insanity. The biggest nuclear armory in the world. So yesterday, Zelensky comes down, tries to convince Trump to not do a peace deal with Russia. Trump says, look, we're not going to be doing any of this ceasefire nonsense. We want peace and we want final peace and be the end of it. And what does Zelensky do? Because he doesn't like what Trump says. He tries to murder Vladimir Putin in his home, sends a massive drone swarm to his home and hopes to try to murder him in his home. 91 kamikaze drones. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, that's how nuts. And by the way, if they took out Putin, the people that replace Putin are much more hardline. Medvedev is much more hardline. They would just as rather nuke Ukraine off the face of the earth. That's the nature of the aggressive angle of the future Russian leadership. So if he had succeeded, there would be no Ukraine today. We would be on the verge of nuclear war because that's how nuts these people are. That's how deliberately, I mean, that they will sabotage any peace deal of any. The Ukrainian people are begging for peace. Over 70% say peace now, peace favored. Don't continue this war. End this war. And what do? They come up with a new excuse to almost bring us into nuclear Armageddon.
Amazing. Let's go to break and come back and talk about Candace Owens and your analysis of what she's really doing. Because if you look at her attack, her profile, it's basically Democrat Party. Bring down Trump, bring down TPUSA. I'm all about investigating Kirk. I've got serious questions. But to say that a congressman is at this meeting in Huachuca, and then the guy's on C-SPAN at the time, and then they move away from that with new stuff, it's why I had to come out, folks. Just absolutely preposterous. And then we'll look at, she's literally married to the son of a British lord, all dialed into the royal family. And we know Starmer's been working with Obama behind the scenes out of the UK against Trump. We need to investigate if she's working for these guys. We'll be right back.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screens got you numb, keep you foggy at night. game where the sister plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind is a lie. Nah, this is designed. Ultimate power.
Something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexshowstore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Constitutional lawyer, great historian, a man with amazing street smarts, former Trump lawyer Robert Barnes, a good friend of mine, is with us for another 30 minutes. Everybody knows that one of my hallmarks is that I don't infight with other patriots. If I agree with somebody on 90% of things, I'll say when I disagree, but I don't do it meanly. I don't do it aggressively. I don't do these soap operas like other talk show hosts do. And I don't go out and police other talk show hosts. But I've known Candace Owens since she showed up on the scene, you know, 10 years ago. Paul Watson first kind of discovered what was happening with her. She was a liberal. She was launching a conservative doxing site. And then the left wanted to take control of it, so they were stalking her, pretending to be white supremacists. And she found that out because they CC'd some of the same emails together. And so she kind of woke up, she said. And then I, you know, watched her over the years, interviewed her many times. She came to town and went to dinner, stuff like that. And then, you know, she was at the TPUSA, then she was at Daily Wire, then she went and did her own thing. And I supported her in all of that. You know, Ben Shapiro and the Israel Firsters and all the rest of it. And so when they're critical of her, that's because they want to take over the Republican Party themselves, the Zionists. And they basically lost that fight with America First, you can say now. That's clear. And that's the whole kind of Nick Fuentes group spearheading that. And he doesn't like her. Then I noticed back in February when Kennedy was about to be confirmed that it got pushed everywhere. And everybody I knew was getting it pushed by Facebook, Instagram, Google, YouTube. With no evidence, I went and listened to these shows that Kennedy, some woman, maybe he gave her a car, no evidence. Is she Mossad? Is he's on the Epstein list? We hear right during his confirmation starting. I thought, man, that really, it's done, sounds very suspicious. So I said, I'm watching her now. But I really wasn't watching her because I'm busy. And then I just constantly get asked questions about, hey, she said this, she said that. So I started looking into the Egyptian planes thing about a month ago. We go out, get the data, show it to some airline people. They say, this is all wrong. I start talking to others. They go, no, we've already bought the professional data that's even better from the same services. You know, because you can get the really deep data. You know, because everything has a free version versus the pay version. They spent thousands of dollars. They got it. And it was just 66% of the time, the planes weren't even in this continent. The two places they go to get repaired, one in Utah, one in Kansas. And then there were only two times for real that the planes were ever where she was at. And one of them was Utah that day that happened, you know, with Kirk. And then the leap forward is it's the Israelis, and they're shadowing with planes or escaping in planes. And we saw all these other stories that came out that security shot him to the arm and hit him, and then you can see it's a cell phone and the rest of it. But I always had questions about the confession letter basically to his boyfriend that Tyler Robinson had, and a lot of things. So I said, yeah, I have questions. And we learned early in September that, you know, on the 16th, Akash Patel, and I'm on record, was in that meeting with Gabbard, said I don't want to look at foreign evidence or domestic. And I talked to others, you know, at TBUSA, and they said, yeah, we've interviewed the 10 people that said he'll be dead tomorrow. But we're not sure they really were part of it. They might have just heard something. We won't win the prosecution, so we're not going to do it. Akash Patel told people at TPUSA that. They have questions. And so I believe there's a cover-up for a reason happening here, and I think it's very reasonable to investigate it. the Owens and her people always say, oh, Jones doesn't want an investigation. He's covering up for the FBI. No. So I put out the plain thing. Hey, Candace, we care about you. What do you say to this? She goes, well, there are some problems, but I'm going to publish later that I'm basically right. Okay. Kirk's widow flies out to meet with her. I knew about it 4 or 5 days before it happened. They were telling me, hey, what do you think we should say to her? And I said, well, just show her the facts. I mean, I'm sure she's just misguided. So they bring her all this stuff, 4.5 hours. She comes out like 3 days later with this Mitch Snow guy. She'd already read his email with a different name then, saying, I'm at Fort Huachuca, and I see the head of TPUSA security, and I see this Congressman Amadei out of Vegas who has no connection to any of this. We've talked to his office and him. He's like, I don't even know these people. I might have met him once or something. And so he's lumped in, and the implication is this is the assassination planning, you know, that went on there. We have clips of Candace saying, you know, if this evidence is true, this proves U.S. military basically did it. Then the congressman is on C-SPAN at 11 a.m. He doesn't do the roll call because he wasn't voting on those votes, but he's there at 11 a.m. People didn't say, no, that's fake video. Then they go to the original video of Congress. He's there. They go, oh, maybe that's not right. 11 a.m. D.C. is 8 a.m. when the Fort Huachuca meeting supposedly happened. Then you have the head of TPSA security gives out his plane tickets, his info. He's in Dallas flying out 11 at 1:45. They say, well, he still could have been there in the morning. It's just crazy. Then Erica Kirk, you know, gives to TPUSA spokesman. She goes, yeah, here's a photo of me with the kids, you know, that morning. Candace goes, oh, you're trying to cover up now, giving an alibi. You know, you're behind the scenes manipulating, when it had been the Paramount Tactical reaching out to them asking for it. So it's like, you're implicated, then you give an alibi. You're giving an alibi because you're scared. So you're innocent until proven guilty in this country. This is, you're guilty. And then Candace changed the story to the 8th, the Undersecretary of the Defense flying on a border tour announced in July to all these bases and to these task forces. And they go, well, whoever was on this plane, we got to find out. And she just changes the subject to a plane on the 8th. How bizarre, a military inspection announced in July for September 8th. And then she doubles back and says, these alibis aren't any good. So none of it day-to-day even lines up. People ask me to investigate this. And then when I come out and say, hey, guys, this doesn't look right. Oh, you're a traitor. Oh, you got the call. Oh, you're on the payroll. Laura Loomer, wanting to be part of the publicity, injects herself. Says, oh, I told Alex to go after her. No, she didn't. She's on the show about Hexeth 5 weeks ago or whatever. She starts sending me texts about Tucker working for Qatar and all this. I call her up. We have a debate while I'm driving home, like 30 minutes. She might have mentioned something about Candace and, you know, Qatar. And I said, I don't think she works for Qatar. Maybe MI6. It's the way she's going after Trump. We know Starmer's been involved with Obama before doing that. So this is the level of insanity. I didn't work on the Daily Wire, a Zionist operation like she did. None of that stuff. So, you know, I don't work for Israel, but I don't have to, like, you guys sit there and say that. So, you know, you don't have to answer for what you're saying about this Mitch Snow guy. And then comes out 5 different women, domestic abuse, 3 wives, his kids going on air, him cracking women's skulls, him in police reports admitting he's slamming women's heads in the walls and giving them, you know, subdermal hematomas. I'm reading all of this. Totally different military record than what he said. Didn't break his back in the military. All that's public. And she says it doesn't matter. He was at Fort Huachuca. Well, because our investigators, the Patriot investigators, called and checked it all. That was one of the things that was true. Okay, yeah, he was there and was acting weird, and they questioned him. So all of this is insane. And then there's all these other surrogates that, like, get talking points and repeat them. Very, very, very bizarre. And again, her saying, I never implied that, you know, they killed Charlie. And then clearly that's what she's done. So the question is, why is she doing this? And you came on a few months ago not to attack her. You're already on another subject. And I saw the article that you were saying, hey, her case is going to go well against the Macrons. Not because, okay, maybe Brigitte does have a wiener, you know, pythons for arms, or maybe one of the pants, as they say, but because of the other claims that are just, you know, demonstrably not true. So I know that's a big buildup. We'll have to go as long as we have, because this is important, Mars. I appreciate your time. What is your view of what's happening? I really respect you as an advisor to me. Maybe I should just move on, let the public figure it out for themselves. because I really, it's giving me a headache to even have to listen and follow what she's doing. But I've never seen so much flip-flopping, so much shell gaming, so much gaslighting, and so much peacocking around by her and her minions that, oh, the receipts, ooh, the proof. You know, like I said, hey, your husband's dad's a big globalist lord. You go to these big royal meetings. I've got it right here. You know, and we know Starmer's been caught before working with activists against Trump. I'm not accusing you of this, but you know, you want to accuse everybody of working for Israel or whatever. Maybe this is going on because I've heard that before from good sources. She comes back with a photo of her and Paul Watson with her husband, later husband, saying, oh, thank you, Alex. I met through Paul Watson, so I guess, you know, I'm all controlled through you. And then people found all these other times she said she met him other places. So I'm not, I don't even get into crap like this, okay? I'm not saying there's an MI6 connection because of that. I'm saying because of everything you're doing and how you're undermining Trump and then who his family's involved in. Not about, oh, ooh, look, the receipts. A guy that worked for Alex at the time introduced him. Now she has two other stories of when this happened and when this went on. Like she told Piers Morgan, I never said they're hiding Charlie's body. I never said they hid where he's buried. And then there's all these clips of her saying that. So just here's the deal. Lying, ladies and gentlemen. Constantly changing her stories. And I didn't know. That's what people were asking me. Hey, look into this. And I looked and it was really bad. So that's my long buildup. What do you think's really going on here?
So I would start with people can use this as a teaching moment that, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it. Just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracies in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history, then understanding the psychology of the participants, then understanding the modus operandi and templates of how these institutions of corrupt influence tend to work. Once you do that, you know how to spot something. Okay, that's likely true. That's likely untrue. That's worth more investigation. That isn't really worth my time. These people are trying to imitate you, not knowing how you do what you do. And they end up with a half-assed version of it, like Candace Owens. The second part is, you're absolutely right. To me, I am more convinced than ever, what we talked about from the get-go, that Tyler Robinson is the murderer, but that other people were complicit in this murder. Because there is clearly an aggressive effort to spoon feed fake disinformation to Candace Owens, who either wittingly or unwittingly is running a CIA-style psyop on the American people in order to do what? What's the main objective it achieves? The main objective is it distracts from Trantifa. It distracts from Tyler Robinson. It distracts from who radicalized him, who took this middle America kid and in 18 months made him an assassin. Made him a political assassin when he wasn't even political 18 months ago. What made him that mad? Was there people involved on the ground? Were there people involved at the university? We know the university misled Turning Point about the security of that building. Why did they mislead them? Who misled them? Who made sure there was no security there that day? Who lied to them to make sure in terms of on the building that TPUSA was promised would be there? So that's a whole investigative angle she's not even talking about because she's pursuing all of these complete crackpot theories that have nothing to do with evidence at all that can be disproven in about 30 seconds flat. So while she's pretending she has receipts. So we should be looking at who was connected to Tyler Robinson, who was connected to the Trantifa movement. What is about these armed queers of Salt Lake City? Were they involved? Why were other members of this movement saying that he was going to die before he died on the day that he died? To me, why does Tyler Robinson put out those texts to his lover and the board saying, by the way, I confess? The logical reason to do that is to tip them off, is to say, by the way, I'm caught.
So and to protect you do, them and give them an alibi that they were involved.
Exactly. And to let them know you better destroy any evidence that's sitting around. Right. You don't have to say it overtly. Hey, destroy the evidence. You say, by the way, I've been caught, but I'll pretend that I did this all on my own to help give you cover. But what I'm really doing is tipping you off so that you can do all the cover up you need to do. And start doing the disinformation stories yourself that you need to do. And then you got to wonder, you know, it would the we well, as you detailed, as Corbett, you know, Corbett report detailed, research trans, the trans movement and the trans ideology was developed by deep state type operatives almost a century ago. So the because if you can convince people they aren't the
it's
gender,
literally the externalization of a laboratory MK Ultra to general culture MK Ultra.
Exactly. If you can convince people they're not the gender God gave them, what else can you convince them of? You have perfect Manchurian candidates. Is it a coincidence we're seeing an explosion of trans violence, whether it's in Nashville, whether it's in Minnesota, whether it's at churches, whether it's at schools, or whether it's an assassination of Charlie Kirk or other attempted assassination? Remember, the person who's going to attempt to assassinate Kavanaugh is connected to the trans movement. People that may have, it may be that the Pennsylvania shooter, Butler shooter, may have connections to the trans movement, according to information that was never fully investigated.
Oh, no, those documents have come out now. Yeah, exactly. They're using this as their cult network.
Exactly. And if you're that cult network, what are you terrified of when Robinson gets caught? And remember, everybody, it wasn't the FBI who caught him. The FBI had nothing to do with it. It was his mother who caught him, his father who caught him, his friend deputy director who caught him, his partner who admitted his culpability because he was probably in on it. After he got caught by his mom and dad. His mom and dad are the ones who ratted him out. Not the FBI, not the CIA. It was his mom and dad. And I don't think they thought that would happen. And so the deep state operatives running this Trantifa psych operation to create Manchurian candidates all across the world is now potentially exposed. And who all of a sudden steps in to say, oh, no, nothing to see here with Tyler Robinson. Nothing to see here with Trantifa. Nothing to see here with its long deep state ties. Nothing to see here with any of that. No, instead, it's actually Turning Point. It's the widow. It's the Turning Point security. It's the conservative movement. It's the populist cause. It's President Trump. It's Vice President Vance. Insane allegations. Intended to divide the right, but mostly intended to distract from the real conspiracy. That's why you nailed it the other day. Candace is QAnon part two. That's what she is. You took a lot of heat at the time. I mean, I was there with you when you did for outing QAnon before anybody else did. Said, look, this QAnon, and you gave them a lot of leeway. You authentically and sincerely investigated every allegation they would make. And it became clear they were a psyop meant to sabotage the Trump administration and the Trump cause and help 2020 get stolen the way it got stolen. They helped January 6th go the direction that it went because people were misled about what was going to happen inside the Capitol that day. They thought the white hats were just waiting for them to come in, when in fact, those were the black hats.
And now
all
Candace
along.
Is the opposite of a white pill Q. She's the black pill Q. But notice, and again, this broke a month after I broke it. People were scared to tell it. I mean, I went public. I learned the night before. I learned on the 15th and the 16th. I went public. Two different people in this big cabinet meeting. Trump wasn't there. Vance was there. The chief of staff was there, and deputy chief of staff, and Tulsi Gabbard, and others. And they were like, "Hey, we got some foreign potential involvement. We definitely have domestic." And he goes, "That's my intel. I don't want you involved." And a month later, it was in the news that indeed happened. So why would Kash Patel, his argument was, it'll make prosecution too hard. I got this again from TPUSA. They're like, hey, we're getting blamed. What about these accomplices? He's like, well, it's too hard to prove they didn't. Yeah, they knew, but we interviewed 10 of them. This is from Kash Patel, and directly from the guy he talked to at TPUSA. And he just said, no, we just can't prove it. Well, what do you mean you can't prove it? They're like, he'll be dead tomorrow. He will be, and then see, we told you he'd be dead. And you got the crazy leftist activist jumping up and saying, I shot him, and saying he did it so the shooter could get away. And yet, right when the shot goes off, a bunch of left going, good job. Yay, we knew it. I mean, it seemed like everybody and their dog knew.
Well, exactly. And they used online capacity for this, just like they did with QAnon. So I think they radicalized this kid online. But the reason why what likely happens is Cash talks to some straight to FBI people on the ground and they give him a bogus story. And the reason they give him that bogus story is because I have no doubt there is an FBI complicity at some level. Maybe it's just they were paying attention to these chats. They knew about these chats. They knew about some of these individuals and just weren't proactive at doing something. More likely, there's rogue actors connected to all of this because the way it got shut down.
Remember the FBI and CIA chat rooms all obsessed with transgenderism and mutilation and stuff?
Exactly. You know that everything about this screams that this was an op at some level, that this kid was radicalized by using the latest mind control techniques, and Trantifa movement is a perfect mind control technique. It's been tested again and again.
For folks
that don't
know, Sirhan Patsy, Tim McVeigh Patsy, Jack Ruby, basically all of them had Jolyon West, the deputy head of MKUltra, as their medical doctor from the time they're arrested to the time they're in prison or the time they're executed. Theodore Kaczynski, MKUltra. Folks, you can type it. This is mainstream news. People don't understand. This is a real science.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at Charlie Manson, Operation Chaos. I mean, that was an intel-run operation CIA. From the get-go, from the time he was let out of prison. So they have been training, and they've always wanted to come up with the perfect Manchurian candidate. And I think they figured out the Trantifa movement is the perfect stalking horse to create Manchurian candidates. And there's no better example than Tyler Robinson. This kid was a normie 2 years ago. He was a normie libertarian in Middle America, Utah. Nothing exceptional about him at all.
But you get him a boyfriend, you get him on drugs, you get him into these discords, you get him pissed off. They say he wasn't sleeping for weeks. He's got these discords telling him to do it. There's all this rage. It's the same story.
Completely. And I think they were using psychedelics in his partner. I think his partner is the key conduit to all of this. Remember, his partner's got weird professional family class backgrounds, big money, some big money tie backgrounds. So there's a whole unusual history. And notice how Candace has managed to not investigate any of it.
And notice he's wearing a tranny flag tie.
Yeah, exactly.
And notice how satisfied and happy he looks when he's turning around and looking. Oh, that's not the nice boy next door we were hearing about. Yeah, no, I mean...
Well, you interviewed Chase Hughes. Chase Hughes told me, he said, watch, if he's guilty, you'll see when he's in public, you'll see a smug look on his face, like you do with Luigi. And that's been the case all the way through. He's had a smug look on his face. He can't... He's trying to stop from smiling all the time.
That's a key video here. When his head's up, he's trying to not smile. You can see it like Private Pyle in Full Metal Jacket. Wipe that disgusting grin on your face. But when he turns it, there's not a camera. He goes... I mean, it's sick. You got to do the blow up. There's a shot here. Yeah. And he looks evil as hell.
Exactly. And I believe our own government did it to him. I believe they're complicit. We, at a minimum, we know George Soros foundations are all over the place with the Trantifa movement, putting in social workers, putting in all those other people. So they wanted to prove they could make a Manchurian candidate, a true Manchurian candidate, because he's so middle American in his origins, in his origin story. Nothing about him suggested he would become this. And this is what Candace's PSYOP is about, hiding the real PSYOP, hiding the real conspiracy. The Candace conspiracy is a cover-up for the true conspiracy. Not only is she not investigating the murder, she's covering up for the murder. And she's covering up for the intelligence operations connected to the murder, for the Soros crowd connected to the murder. And maybe Eric.
Yeah, I wasn't sure until I saw him in court. We haven't got the shot yet where he turns, thinks he's on a camera, and he looks like a freaking demon. Barnes, let's come back and finish up with this straight ahead. I'm going to say this right now. We have survived and battled the federal and state courts, the Democratic Party, the whole nine yards. And we have great products, and I appreciate all your support. But 70%+ of the money that comes in is the legal cost. If we didn't have those battles going, we'd be 24 hours a day, as I've always planned, and totally kicking ass. But it's part of the cost of the fight in this information war, and I appreciate you keeping us here. But with everything going on, we've got about a $300,000 underage right now and need to have the money for payroll and bandwidth and all the things we're doing. This is, and it's not a Chicken Little thing or the sky's falling or boy who cried wolf. You've seen the attacks, you've seen the news, you've seen us battling, you know, God, you know, pulls us out right at the last minute. And I know we're going to get massive support for successful shutting this down. People are going to be like, whoa. So, but regardless, the products are insane. But at InfoWarsStore.com, with the bankruptcy and the receiver, they don't let us get a lot of new product, all that. We have the collectible limited edition Save InfoWars posters. We have a chance at an auction next month with the state. If they don't let it be a real auction, the good guys can't buy InfoWars, we'll be shut down. And I just want to fight to the end, and whatever happens, happens. But we have the collectible posters for $25, unsigned, $100 signed. That's a lot of money, I know. It's the point is, it's a fundraiser. You're opting in to do that. It's beautiful posters, three of them. But if you want to just give a straight donation on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com, you can just give a straight donation. The credit card fees are like 4% for us, and then we get 96% of the money to actually run the operation. So we're winning in court. We're having a lot of big effects. I'm not going to spend hours explaining it all to you, but we're down to the last round here right now, and we need the funds. And you know the show delivers the truth. It has a major effect. We influence the White House, creating a lot of good stuff happening. It's a valuable thing in the info war to keep on air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm asking you humbly for a straight donation, $5, $50, $100. Give a straight donation if you want, or if you want one of the posters, signed or unsigned, as a memento that you stood up for the Republic at a key time. We got a little bit of the fish oil back in, a little bit of the bodies back in. That's selling out quickly. The receiver let us do that. But none of this goes to the plaintiffs. None of this goes to the bad guys. It's literally in the red right now, okay, with what we got projected in the next month. I need the funds now. Please make a donation. This is the critical time. TheAlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. If InfoWars gets shut down, that's our sponsor for the new network that's already been built, but it's also funding InfoWars, and there's not enough coming in. So you can support either way. TheAlexJonesStore.com, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, all the t-shirts, that's great. But if you want to straight up support and know it all goes to it, make a donation or get one of the posters at InfoWarsStore.com. It's up to you. Please take action now.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screens got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired, unfocused, slow. But I cracked the code, now the voltage flows. Clean energy, no crash, no fade. Mind sharp like a blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind is a lock. Nah, this is designed. Ultimate power.
Something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Tyler Robinson a few weeks ago was in court about 20 minutes, and I'm trying to find the original pool footage, not just clips. Because I told the crew just grab clips of him in court, and they found what the media put out. But I found on YouTube the raw... I know I said it like 2 weeks ago, whenever it happened. Maybe it was three. The raw court footage was put online by one of the reporters. And, man, we got to find that and get it back out, because you think they're smirking and trying to hide the smile on what you've seen on the news. There are shots where he turns and thinks he's hiding and, like, goes, and, like, really looks like a demon. So that footage is, I'm telling you, what need with the yeah, people need to see. So we're gonna find that because it just totally blew me away. And I noticed I hadn't seen other people do it. I was just surfing around on YouTube, and I saw this reporter that covers all these cases I've seen. He's just like a one man show, and he's like, "Oh, I was able to plug into the pool, and so I'm gonna post the full pool footage here for you." And I sent it to the crew, and they had it the next day, and it was just so damning. What you think you've seen is nothing. I will find it. We'll put it in post when this interview gets uploaded to X and Bandot Video and Rumble later, because I'm telling you, it is bad. Okay, let me just stop right there. Finishing up with what you're saying, Barnes. I want to hit some of the other areas with Candace. This has had a real effect on Trump's polls. And this is having a real effect on the midterms. And then she says stuff like, well, screw your midterms or whatever. Well, okay, I'm an expert on Epstein, and I know Trump was involved, and I predicted all that was going to happen. And so why should we throw out all the good things that are happening and just give up because, you know, you're saying, you know, he's the devil? And it's the same thing for all of this. They said we're going to kill him. They killed him. The guy shows up in his trans flag, smiling and smirking and making, you know, devil faces and looking very proud of himself. And then clearly he had help, and Cash Patel's covering it up, as we just pointed out. And then we get responded to that, oh, you are saying nothing happened here. Well, they know intellectually that's not what's happening. In all my videos responding to her and her priesthood, that's what it is now, her acolytes, her ring race, her Praetorian Guard, they just ignore everything I've said and create straw men and fake things I've done. So I'm seeing extreme deception, like worse than the New York Times or CNN out of these people. And the murder of logic and flip-flopping 180 every day to a shocking level, to where I went from like, okay, maybe she's stressed out and over her head, to a bad actor, or she's being handled by some very bad people, because this is hurting the country and it's hurting real investigations. Let's just briefly, though, because you heard me break it down. I know you followed it. What do you make of this character that's changed his name all these times, that has this giant rap sheet of beating up women, crushing in their skulls, all of it, lying constantly, lying about his military record, stolen valor? What do you make of his latest name, legally changed, to Mitchell Snow, saying he's at this thing? We never said he wasn't at Fort Wachuca. So we said that day one, before they even made an issue. I said, I'm not saying he's not at Fort Wachuca, going there and making an incident so he gets a record. I said that like 2+ weeks ago. I said, I want proof the congressman and everybody else is there. Well, they all have alibis. First, they deny the alibis when people drill in and prove. They even put lies out about the alibis, saying he was in Congress later than he was. They abandon that and say, now we're not looking at that, just whether Snow was there or not. Then they change the day to another military plane coming in on the 8th. Total bait and switch. She says, it's never been about the 9th, you crazy rabbits. She says, I don't want alibis. I have all the videos that are saying I want your alibi. So anyone with a memory, and I mean, talk about destroying her. I guess I'm going to have to, because I can, folks, I got the crew and I got the brain. I can come out here on everything she says and show her lie, 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 changing stuff constantly. Okay. And everybody else is already doing it. I don't have the time for this. I don't want to be doing this. You made these claims. I'm like, my God, was there a Fort Wachuca meeting? Oh my God. And plus, I know how the military works. You want to see a very accurate deal? Millis talked to hundreds of people in intelligence in Vietnam to write Apocalypse Now. And you notice that scene where he goes into the three-star general, the equivalent of Westmoreland, and it's a, you know, it's a composite of true stories mixed with Heart of Darkness. And Captain Willard's there, and they're setting him up to go kill Colonel Kurtz, who's, you know, gone AWOL with his own army. And they never say killing. They're all very vague. And that's the max you'd have in the room. The CIA, the general, his attaché, and the hitman. Okay, and you notice they never say, you know, kill them, just like the mafia, like, take care of that problem. 12 colonels will be overthrowing a country, folks, okay? People think of generals running things. They're more like policy and the overall plan. Colonels are the ones that go down and then actually command at the troop level right above that with the non-commissioned officers below them. I mean, you know, Fletcher Prouty used to do overthrows of countries, one man. He's the guy they had to send away for the Kennedy assassination, because he had to see when it was. He only had 2 other colonels do what he did. 3 in the whole Pentagon for assassinations and stuff like that, okay? So I know too much about this. So you don't get on a skiff, highly secure, at least 2 swipe cards to get in biometrics. You walk in, and then there's 12 colonels and TPUSA people walking around everywhere. And then he remembers Erica Kirk later. I mean, it is preposterous, ladies and gentlemen. My dad's cousin called him his uncle. He was an older, good, great guy, you know, died a few years ago. He didn't tell my dad everything, told his deathbed, but he was, you know, first, you know, running nuclear Nike systems in Europe. Got to be very trusted to do that. He was a Nike missile instructor. And then after that, because he was one of the best shots, they hired him for the CIA to do domestic hits and things. And it was usually drug dealers or people they knew had killed a cop and they knew were doing some of them back then, the military, and the government's like, kill the son of a bitch. They didn't let gangs run around and stuff. So that was mainly what he did. But he never gave the details. But the point was, he told my dad, he said, no, I would literally just get a call and told, oh, you know, go to the grocery store. And then he'd know to go check under the trash can at the grocery store. Like the government was telling him who to go kill with the classic thing, like in the parking garage with a note, folks. So you, they don't go with 12 colonels and a big master plan and TPUSA and guns in the lapel and, you know, and a shooting under the arm and all this crap. That is not how it works. Just from that point, I knew it was BS. Robert Barnes.
Exactly. They don't put a sign outside the door that says murder conspiracy planning inside. You know, they don't have the door wide open so that a complete lunatic like the Snow character can just wander in. I mean, as soon as I heard the story, I was like, that story is incredulous. That's not how these if you've studied assassinations, you know, you can watch, you know, there's good cinematic representations of this. Days of the Jackal, recent TV show, The Jackal itself, two different films based on that. You know, that's how that tends to work. They do not meet on military bases with everybody there in the same time, you know, sign with such an open door that some rando can jump the fence and walk right in and somehow recognize them. By the way, has Snow ever explained how he recognized them, how he recognized their face at the time? Because he apparently had no familiarity with him before, right? He didn't know who the scary guy was before.
He has a photographic memory and saw them on TV later.
Yes, exactly. I mean, this guy is an habitual, for those people who don't know, well-documented by Paramount Tactical. I'll be on with him tonight on breaking down some of the legal aspects. But, you know, this is straight-up guy, straight shooter, Paramount Tactical, military guy, you know, military history, all that, security, understands this, went to the university, did a whole 3D imaging of it that he publicly shared with people so they can recreate the scene themselves so they can understand it at broad levels. Detail. This guy is the Snow dude is a complete lunatic. As soon as I saw him, I was like, oh, yeah, this guy's a fraudster. We both dealt with him. And this is why I encourage people use what Candace is doing as a aside from figuring out she's a bad, untrustworthy, unreliable agent of disinformation. Recognize the template, recognize the methods and modus operandi so you don't get trapped. We both get bombarded with people that are clearly some people are just, you know, a little off. Others are clearly fake misinformation. Like I get it all the time. I'll get somebody to call up and say, hey, Barnes, can you help me evade paying any taxes next? Like they'll use that kind of language, right? You know, it's like, okay, you know, call next time from the feds. Thanks anyway. So we have to know how to separate out and filter through reliable people. This Snow guy is like Candace Owens, a habitual liar and a hopeless liar. I see this was part of my problem with the way the Macron case went or what she did with Macron. Macron is a pervert. There's plenty of evidence of that. Macron is a deep state guy. Plenty of evidence of that. Macron would take us to World War III if he could. Plenty of evidence for that with involving Ukraine. And Macron was literally recruited by the Rothschild Bank. So I have big criticisms of the Rothschild. She's helped discredit those criticisms of Macron by saying, no, really, Macron's married to his father. They're involved in a Jewish family, and they all commit incest on the regular basis. And then very specific allegations about brothers and sisters that are completely false. So what did she do? Now Macron can use that suit, win that suit, discredit all criticisms of him. Oh, you're one of those crazy libelous Candace people, even when there's legitimate criticism of him. So this is how psyops work. People should study COINTELPRO. That's available at the FOIA office online at the FBI from the great work the Church Committee did and that those people who bravely went in and burglarized the offices in Pennsylvania years ago who disclosed all of this. But this is how they operate. They deliberately sent disinformation agents in to distract you so that you're not united politically and that you're not chasing down the real evidentiary leads, the real investigation of the real conspiracy. Because it's clear this guy is a nut. Snow, I mean, basically every person he's ever met, he's betrayed, lies about, and hurts. That's wives, that's girlfriends, that's children.
And here's the deal. She does things like dropping receipts. The unit that he said was at Fort Huachuca is the unit that the Undersecretary of Defense was coming to visit on the 8th. In a trip announced in July, he's going to all these bases, and it's on the front of the base what units are there. She's like, look, Mitch knows what units are at a base. I'm like, you don't know that every that every military base we have says what units are on it on the front gate?
Exactly. I mean, they're playing her like a fiddle, and she's playing her audience like a violin. And that's what we're seeing on a regular basis.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, because this is hard for me to do. But then when I got attacked and lied about, you know, it's fine. I'm gonna tell the truth. It's not a popularity contest. Her people threatening me, oh, you're going to get you, all this stuff, it means nothing to me. Me saying, you know, you better watch out, you're getting set up, oh, that's a threat, all this crap. When I said maybe she's got psychosis or something, and by that I meant like a mild one where she actually believes this, but now that I've seen her double down and change the subjects constantly, and I've learned that's a tactic, I mean, I guess she's just doing this cold-bloodedly, and if that's the case, then we know who benefits, the globalist. Why is she doing this?
Well, I think there's two reasons why she's doing it. One is I think it's just, she does have, a psychosis. I mean, you go back, she was literally abandoned by her parents. So she wasn't raised by her grandparents voluntarily. Her parents literally abandoned her. Grows up in a wealthy white community, which she's a middle-class black kid in the middle of. She has a history of feeling abandoned and betrayed. I mean, remember that from The Equalizer where Denzel Washington's across from the Russian character and he's explaining the Russian character who grew up as an adoptee whose adopted father dies in a robbery, but really it was the kid who did it. And Denzel explains, here's why I think you did it. He goes, one, I know you did it, not somebody else. But two, he goes, I think some kid who had been betrayed his whole life couldn't handle someone loving him unconditionally. So he killed him to be able to sabotage the ultimate betrayal he thought was coming anyway. And I think there's a part of that in Candace's DNA. Look at everybody who's given her a big break. She's turned on sooner or later. It doesn't matter who it is. She turned on Turning Point, turned on PragerU, turned on The Daily Wire, turned on Dave Rubin, turned on Charlie Kirk. I mean, literally, you go through anybody that gave her a big break. Sooner or later, she betrays. Sooner or later, she turns on. And I think it's rooted in a deep. I mean, this is someone who made up all kinds of crazy stories to get out of. Her landlord gave her a sweetheart deal, then had to evict her if she didn't pay for a year. And she made up all kinds of crazy stories about black mold being there.
And she lost that case. So let me show you this. Here's a compilation of her saying she never implied that they killed Charlie. And then here she is doing that. I want to get into who she's married to. And I just say, hey, you know, we know Starmer's on record running operations against the first, you know, the labor over there. And then recently Starmer against Trump, that's on record. It's come out in Congress. She's like, oh, your former employee, Paul Watson, introduced us. So I guess you're the boss. I guess you're running all this. And she calls that a receipt. Then it turns out she's got three different origin stories of where she met her husband, who does have this globalist Lord Dad who's involved in all this weird stuff and data scraping and the rest of it, who we're now digging into. But first, here's the compilation.
What about his burial? How come we haven't seen anything about his burial? We saw so much and then we saw nothing. And the reason that's like a big hush-hush secret is because Charlie had a Catholic funeral mass. And he is buried in a Catholic cemetery.
But pre the meeting with Erica, you repeatedly questioned why we weren't being told where Charlie Kirk is buried, or even if he has been buried yet. Did you get those answers?
You have the wrong commentator who questioned that. I think that was Milo Yiannopoulos.
You've never asked where Charlie's buried?
Nope.
Yeah, but if this were on the left and somebody were accusing Charlie Kirk of his wife having murdered him, I assume that you would be talking about it.
Is that what Candace is accusing Erica of?
Yes.
Of murdering her own husband?
She's accusing TPUSA insiders and other members of the right wing, including Seth Dillon, of being involved in the murder of Charlie Kirk. Yes.
It's just I don't even know how to respond to it because it just never happened. Realizing that nothing in Charlie's life was real. It's just something that keeps me up at night. Just nothing in his life was real. The assassination of Charlie Kirk was something akin to a regicide, right? The assassination of a king to install a new ruler who the king would have never approved of. It's so crazy.
She has accused us of lying about Charlie wanting Erica to take over for him if he died.
Never happened. And it just so happened that Charlie Kirk kept notebooks and diaries. He was so diligent that he wrote down his succession plan featuring who he wanted to take over for the organization in the event of his untimely death. Like, you know, he just, in the third notebook, he was like, oh, and if I accidentally get shot on campus, here's what you should do. Call Erica. And then after you call Erica, come find this notebook. And if during this process of our imagination, common sense comes on and we're like, oh, but wait, Charlie, wasn't he like a boy genius? He's a pretty bright kid. Wouldn't he have maybe formalized that succession plan outside of like a diary? But no, he wanted to put it in these notebooks. And then the plan was to guilt us, I think, to try to haunt us with the ghost of Charlie's notebooks that we're never going to be allowed to read, but we're supposed to accept that they most definitely read. Like, for sure. Never happened. I knew it was big. I didn't have the players. I certainly didn't suspect Turning Point USA would be, as I believe, involved in a cover-up. And we can talk about what the motives are of that. They could be financial motives. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean they were involved in plotting to kill him. And I've never said that. Cam Higbee is on the payroll of Turning Point USA beginning in August of this year. So in theory, Cam Higbee, who was laughing off the idea of an assassination attempt, is being paid by the very organization that just had its leader assassinated in broad daylight in front of the entire world. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean they were involved in plotting to kill him. And I've never said that. I was in this aggrieved stage and I really didn't poke my head up until weeks later when I could stop crying about it every second. Charlie Kirk, my friend, is dead. First, this is fantastic that Preborn is doing this. I want to remind you guys about Pure Talked. Also reminding you guys about American Financing. Also reminding you guys about GNO Land. Also telling you guys about Just Thrive. You can head over to our website, CandiceOwens.com. You can sign up, buy yourself a hat. I'm not going to stop unless Erica Kirk asks me to stop.
We were told that if we said stop, they would stop. And we said stop. And I'll say it again. Please stop.
Please stop. Please stop lying. But as soon as she tells me what it is I've lied about, I will cease lying immediately.
Well, now it's not about the 9th, the people that you accuse with your minion of being there in the hit. Now, it's never about that. It's all about a jet coming with a military leader. Okay. So, here's George Farmer biography. Her husband, born December 15th, 89, in London, United Kingdom, is a British-American entrepreneur, businessman, and conservative activist. He's a son of Lord Michael Farmer, a prominent British businessman and member of the House of Lords. As Mr. Cooper, for his success in the metals trading, Mr. Copper Industry, and Jennifer Potts, as the son of a life peer. So there you go. George holds the title of Honorable. And then it goes through all the rest of it. So I just simply said, you got a lot of British connections. We know Starmer's been caught in you're running disinfo against, you know, Trump for eight, 9 years, not just Starmer, but the Labour Party, period. All this is going on. And she goes, Alex Jones telling his audience, my husband is MI6. I said, could he be? It's hilarious. Guess he left the part out where I met my husband through InfoWars, host Paul Joseph Watson. Here's a picture of me that fateful night in December of 2018. Thank you, Alex. The real story of how I met my husband, I forced Charlie to set up a trip to London and messaged Paul Joseph Watson and said we should finally meet. And yes, PJW came to our meeting. He was a fantastic guy, and my husband supported his work because his videos are objectively hilarious. Candace goes, honestly, this is all Prison Planet's fault. Maybe PJW is MI6. My husband never, and it goes on through all this. Here she is. We'll play this again. Barnes's take. Saying three different ways that she met her husband. So you're informally introduced by John Mappin. They introduced you by Russell Brand and now PJW, where it was love at first sight. Then you got engaged 2 weeks later. Okay, got it. So even that whole story is not true. What is true, we don't know. What is their relationship to John Mappin in these royal meetings at royal palaces with the royal family for dinners with only 200 people at them? I think this should be looked at. Here is the clip of her giving news stories of how she met her husband.
You made the very sensible decision, and apparently he asked you to marry him 19 days after you met, which is very English.
Yes, Russell Brand was our Cupid.
Really?
Yeah, he was.
Well, let's hear this, because I'm fascinated. 19, so what happened? You guys meet where?
So a buddy of...
This is George, your husband.
Yeah, Turning Point UK was hosting an event. George was there. I didn't get to meet him. I then went to do Russell Brand's podcast on the countryside. And through a lot of miscommunication, nobody had told me that my now husband was hosting a massive dinner with major players in politics. Like Douglas Murray was there that night, all of these fantastic people. So I was 3 hours late because I was with Russell Brand doing his Under the Skin podcast. And this is amazing because this is when he was a communist. Yeah. You know, this was the old Russell Brand. And then my assistant kind of comes in and is like, there's a massive dinner for you. And I'm like, I have to go. There's a random guy named George Farmer hosting a dinner for me. Mm. Jumped in the car, went down to Belgravia, 3 hours late. And my husband's just plying everyone with red wine. Like, is this woman even coming? And I don't know. I just locked eyes with him and just knew that I was going to marry him. It was totally insane. Literally. And it's funny because his best man then read the text messages that George was sending to him, like, I'm going to marry this girl. And I was sending messages to my assistant, like, I'm going to marry
this
guy.
From that night?
Like, locked eyes. If this is, like, a true rom-com story featuring Russell Brand, yeah.
Was it just the accent, Candace?
Everyone had an accent.
Do you find this accent irresistible?
Americans do like an English accent. I know. So I will say that. It is a plus. But everyone there had an accent. It was just his face. He didn't even speak to me. He was so nervous. And then he flew to meet me the following week at Turning Point USA's big conference they have every December. And it was just, I just knew. It was the strangest thing. And then he proposed to me. We didn't even kiss, nothing. Didn't even know if he had a girlfriend. And
you'd not even had a date, really?
We didn't even have a date. We had our first kiss in Terminal 5.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's very romantic.
It is.
It's Love Actually.
It is Love Actually.
So where did three different places she met him? Again, it's everything she says is the same. We know it's a lie. We don't know what the truth is. And here she is, you know, doing this. And I'm just going to say this. I like Watson. Watson wanted to go. Watson got in with the Royals. He even told me that he was a Royalist now. I know the groups. He went to he hangs out with the top Royals. They like Watson. He's very handsome, very smart. He got into all that. He disappeared into it. Watson doesn't even talk to me now. So they're like, oh, yeah, you got me with Watson. He's MI6. Well, Watson can come on and talk about it if he wants, but Watson told me you ought to back the royal family. And I said, no, thank you, 1776. And that began the end of our relationship. So there you go, Candace. Yeah. I love Paul, not putting him down. He's British. He gets it. Wants to be part of that. A peerage, a peer. He gets to go to all the royal facilities, use them and everything. That's great. Paul chose that. That's not who I am. Closing comments, minute and a half. Robert Barnes, thanks for the time.
Yeah, I mean, I would take this to note that Candace wrote an article some years ago about how it would be smart for young single women to marry gay men and how practical that might be. Just putting that out there. Just a little story out there. Just a little FYI. What the other backstory might kind of be implicated into why she doesn't want to point the finger at Tyler Robinson, instead wants to point it at Turning Point. So the lesson of Candace is never go full Candace. You know, the never go full retard from the great comedic film Tropic Thunder. Never go full Candace. She has learned all the wrong lessons about how to uncover and discover various conspiracies, and she is running a conspiracy of her own to distract from the real conspiracy, which is the ongoing Trantifa Manchurian candidate operation that likely has intel ties, the U.S. and likely overseas, including to her husband's pals at MI6. So, you know, the pursue the truth wherever it may go, follow the true Alex Jones path, not the people trying to be cheap knockoffs of Alex Jones, and end up just as the dark queen of QAnon, as Candace Owens has become. And then you'll be able to find the truth and do a little bit of justice along the way.
Well, we're digging into the British royalty stuff. We know that's what they're directly plugged into. That's not doubted. That's the top of this whole thing. MI6 is a sub-level. Thank you, Robert Barnes. Great job.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after The Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Ooh, ooh. leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.